The Senate Committee on Rules for June 18th, 2009, and I will open a work session on SJR 4. Could the committee administrator give a brief overview?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. SJR 4 authorizes persons serving as a judge to be employed by the State Board of Higher Education or a school board. Refers to proposed amendment to people for their approval or rejection at the next regular general election. You have the dash one amendment in front of you, which specifies judge can be employed for the purpose of teaching. We have a fiscal impact statement on the dash one and a no revenue impact on the dash one.
Okay. I don't want to have to suspend the rules again. Mm-hmm. We'll be at ease for a moment.
I don't want to suspend the rules.
Do I have a motion?
For the dash ones.
Oh. We do have a dash one.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment to Senate Joint Resolution 4.
Okay. Senator Metzger has moved the dash one amendments. Can the committee administrator, just for the sake of the record, briefly explain the dash one amendments?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the dash one amendments to SJR 4 specifies judge can be employed for the purposes of teaching.
Okay. The dash one amendments have been, it's dash one, mm-hmm. have been moved. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Do I have a main motion?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Joint Resolution 4 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Metzger has moved SJR 4 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection?
None.
Motion passes. Senator Prusansky, will you carry? That's the next bill. Do we have any amendments?
We do not.
Okay. I will open a work session on House Bill 2325.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2325A modifies the amount of reimbursement due personal injury protection provider when total benefits exceed damages, extends coverage for medical and certain related expenses from 1 year to 2 years from date of injury. This measure comes to you from your Senate Consumer Protection Committee without recommendation on a 5-0 vote.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2325 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Metzger has moved House Bill 2325A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Will you please call the roll?
Senator
Atkinson? Excused.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
No.
Vice Chair Devlin?
Aye.
Hold on.
Oh, Mr. Chair?
Yes. How do you vote, Senator Atkinson? This is on the second bill, 2325.
I vote no.
Okay. Please record that Senator Atkinson votes no. The chair votes aye. The motion passes. Senator Bonamici will carry.
Mr. Chairman, it would be pointless of me not to provide
you
notice.
Do you have a message for me, Senator?
I do,
oh,
Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would like to notify you that of the possibility of a minority report.
Thank you very much, Senator Ferrioli, and That will conclude our business here for today. You will see that tomorrow we were going to meet at 1:30. Now we'll be meeting at 11. I believe everybody's checked with your offices. That's because we're going to be on the floor at 1 o'clock, and we're just going to do 10 executive appointments. That time should take about 35 minutes.
So we'll be out of there by about 5 till 2. Is that right, Mr. Chair?
Off the floor by 5 till 2?
For the dedication of the Ted Winters Memorial Tree.
I hope we are.
Yes.
With that, we're adjourned.
Thank you.